Governor Asa Hutchinson is approving $100,000 in emergency funds to assist with flood support efforts in the state. This comes after he declared a state of emergency Friday in anticipation of severe flooding along the Arkansas River this week. In an official statement, Governor Hutchinson said, quote, "I appreciate all the neighbors and volunteers filling sandbags and assisting with evacuations. The state team is continuing to respond to assistance requests, and more funds will be allocated as the situation demands," end quote. The flooding, resulting from rainfall in northeast Oklahoma flowing downstream, is expected to get worse with storms set to pass through the state by midweek. In Fort Smith Sunday, the Arkansas River reached a record height of just over 38 feet, prompting road and bridge closures. Monday in Little Rock, Murray Park and Rebsamen Golf Course were closed because of expected flooding. Emergency management officials from Yell and Pope counties met yesterday to discuss the flooding situation around Lake Dardanelle. Justin Drittler, director of the Pope County Office of Emergency Management, says his agency is preparing for record-high water levels on the lake.
Well, we've already kind of gone through the area and actually asked people to leave, and it's not necessarily that their houses are going to be flooded. It's that they could be cut off from everywhere else, basically be on an island where they couldn't, I'd say, drive out of their neighborhood, I guess you'd say, not necessarily out of their house. Their houses should be fine.
He says the water isn't expected to overtop levees in the county, but there are still concerns.
According to what the readings were, they said that they can take it. What we were told to kind of worry about now is saturation of the levees, because they're used to being, you know, 1 or 2 days is not a big deal, but, you know, 10 days or on could have an effect on the levee.
The National Weather Service predicts the Arkansas River will crest at a record 44.5 feet in Dardanelle by Friday. In Fort Smith, the Arkansas River is forecast to reach 42.5 feet Wednesday morning. Yesterday, Mayor George McGill surveyed Kelly Park and offered words of encouragement to local residents in a video posted to the city's Facebook account.
We're going to recover from this. The flood is going to be record-breaking, but it's not going to break Fort Smith, and it's not going to break the River Valley. As I've been saying, we're Fort Smith proud, but we're River Valley strong, and we will recover. Fort Smith is known for its grit and its ability to come back after devastation. And we're going to do that again.
Last night, the Arkansas Department of Transportation closed two bridges that span the Arkansas River and Fort Smith. Crews have closed the Midland Bridge and the I-540 Bridge. Northbound traffic will be required to take Exit 5, and southbound traffic will be required to take Exit 3. According to a press release, both structures remain sound, and at this time, RDOT has not identified any problems. This leaves only one crossing of the Arkansas River in the Fort Smith area, the State Highway 59 Bridge. There are approximately 10 segments of state highways closed in the River Valley, with more expected in the coming days. The latest information on highway closures due to high water is available at iDrive.com. The Fort Smith Public Schools Administration is closing schools and suspending district operations today, Wednesday, and Thursday. Officials say they will seek a waiver from the Arkansas Department of Education for these remaining days of the school year. If approved, this will allow the district to dismiss Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday without the need to make up these last days of the year. And finally, officials are looking for help in assisting those affected by the flooding. Anyone who would like to volunteer with recovery efforts can sign up at unitedwayfortsmith.org.